Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Shantipur after accepting the renounced order. Raghunath Das met him. Prabhu Rachani Pare Mahavishtahaya Prabhu Rahas When Raghunath Das went to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he fell at the Lord's lotus feet in ecstatic love. Showing him mercy, the Lord touched him with his feet. Kanapki Kashtakriya Kashtakriya Sivanam Ateva Ashtakriya Tanani Vagila Prasanam Raghunath Das's father, Govardhan, always rendered much service to Advaita Acharya. Consequently, Advaita Acharya was very pleased with the family. Acharya Prasadi Vaya Prabhu Rakhishtakama Prabhu Rakhana Devi Dina Pancha Sata When Raghunath Das was there, Advaita Acharya favored him by giving him the remnants, food remnants left by the Lord. Raghunath Das was thus engaged for 5 or 7 days by rendering service to the Lord's lotus feet. Prabhu After bidding farewell to Raghunath Das, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Jagannath Puri. After returning home, Raghunath Das became mad with ecstatic love. Para Brahma Pavai Dehon Yadavi Jayate Vitamdari Mandiyake Amimatatoyamate Raghunath Das used to run away from home again and again to go to Jagannath Puri, but his father kept finding him and bringing him His father even had 5 watchmen guard him day and night. 4 personal servants were employed to look after his comfort, and 2 brahmanas were employed to cook for him. In this way, 11 people were incessantly keeping Raghunath Das under control. Thus, he could not go to Jagannath Puri, and because of this, he was very unhappy. So this is kind of just, anybody can correct me if I'm wrong, but this is just kind of a, like a summary of what's going to be going on. Just giving an introduction to the pastimes that are going to be going on. Now we're going back to when Lord Chaitanya, when Raghunath first heard that Mahaprabhu was in Shantipur. 231, Ebe Jari Mahaprabhu Shantipur Vaya Sunya Pitari Raghunath Nivedita When Raghunath Das learned that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had arrived at Shantipur, he submitted a request to his father. It almost sounds like this going on two times, but this is the same description that when Lord Chaitanya came to Shantipur. Akyadeha jayin kateki kapur charana anyatana. Raghunath Das asked his father, please give me permission to go see the lotus feet of the Lord. If you do not, my life will not remain within this body. 233. Hearing this request, Raghunath Das's father agreed. Giving him many servants and materials, the father sent him to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, requesting him to return soon. 234. Satya Dhyana Shanti Puri Prabhu Sankhya For 7 days, Raghunath Das associated with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Shantipur. During those days and nights, he had the following thoughts. Raghunath Das thought, how shall I be able to get free from the hands of the watchman? How shall I be able to go with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Nilakar? Sarvajya Guranga Prabhu Jani Karma Shiksha Rupi Vahilani Rashtra. Since Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was omniscient, he could understand Raghunath Das's mind. The Lord therefore instructed him with the following reassuring words. Okay, so responsibly. Sirahai kare jao nahao patula.
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 Krami krami paya loka pavasindu kula.
Krami krami paya loka pavasindu kula.
Krami krami pai loka pahavasindhu kula.
Krami krami pai loka pahavasindhu kula.
Stirahai kare jau nahau patula.
Stirahai kare jau nahau patula.
Krami krami pai loka pahavasindhu kula.
Krami krami pai loka pahavasindhu kula. Translation, be patient and return home. Don't be a crazy fellow. By and by you will be able to cross the ocean of material existence.
Purport, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.58, Samashrute Padapala Vatalam Mahatparam Punya Yashomurare Pavambudir Vatsa Param 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 Yati Param Deshikam. This material world is just like a big ocean. It begins with Brahmaloka and extends to Pataloka, and there are many planets or islands in this ocean. Not knowing about devotional service, the living entity wanders about this ocean, just as a man tries to swim to reach the shore. Our struggle for existence is similar to this. Everyone is trying to get out of the ocean of material existence. One cannot immediately reach the coast, but if one endeavors, he can cross the ocean by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. One may be very eager to cross this ocean, but he cannot attain success by acting like a madman. He must swim over the ocean very patiently and intelligently under the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his representative. Then one day he will reach the shore and return home back to Godhead. Amagyan timirandasya gyanandina salakaya chakturan militam dina tasmai shri shurve maha shri chaitanya manobhutam sattvam jain bhutale svayam rupakaramayam vidadhi svapadam vikam nama om vishnu padaya krishna prasthaya bhutale namate bhakti vidanta swamini vinamane Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Parashchaitari Shatarani Panchakalpa Tribhyebhyo Vipassana Yubhyebhyo Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudeva Gauravani Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, ocean of material existence. This is described like that in many places in the Vedic literature is the ocean. The ocean is very insurmountable. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that of bodies of water in the ocean. Okay, so ocean is very vast. We can't understand how far the ocean extends. Somebody thinks that he can grab, sometimes they give the example of grabbing the tail of a dog to cross the ocean. Dog, how can dogs swim? Dogs are able to swim better because I think most people can swim better than most dogs. But this is the example that is given for most processes of deliverance in this material world, because people have, according to their different characteristics, their different modes of nature, their different mentalities. They have so many different plans how to cross the ocean of material existence. In other words, how to get free from the distress that everyone suffers in this material world. Because it's a fact that everyone who has taken a material body suffers distress in one form or another. This is the verdict of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. He says, Dukhalayam ashashvatam, that this material world is a place of misery, and ashashvatam means it's temporary. Even if you make some kind of mental adjustment, oh, I'm not so bad off. These other people are much worse than me. And still, you cannot remain. So even if you try to make some kind of mental adjustment, but that's not possible, everyone is suffering. So how to cross over that ocean of material existence? There are so many different ideas.
The materialistic persons, they think that by their scientific advancement, they will make so many comfortable arrangements in this world. And this way, we'll enjoy, we'll, by culture of different medicinal practices or healthy living, we'll increase our lifespan. We'll perform some kind of gymnastic yogas and eat very healthy foods and make do nice exercises and make the body very fit and strong, and then you'll die. This is the problems with the material world. Krishna says that an intelligent person, janma mrityu jara vyadi dukkha dosha anudarshanam, that intelligent person, he sees that these problems are there. Janma, birth, mrityu, death, jara, old age, and vyadi, disease. No one, throughout the history of mankind, they've never come to any solution of these problems, these four problems. They've performed so many different experiments and processes, different processes of, but without Krishna consciousness, there's no solution. And how is that? This is the very nice verse. Srila Prabhupada liked this verse very much. This samasrita ye padapallava pavam. This padapallava is the lotus feet of Krishna. I was seeing that this lotus feet, pallava means the, just like pinkish and very soft flower is there. So Krishna's feet are just like that. They're pinkish and they're very soft and like buds. And what's the other one that Sanatana Goswami has another? Oh, they're just like desire trees. And Krishna is just like a desire tree. This verse is there. We were talking about the holy names last time, I think, that in the Padma Purana, I think it is called, that Nama Chintamani Krishna, that this description of the holy name is there, given. First thing he is mentioned, Nama, the holy name, is Chintamani. It's just like a desire tree. It's just like, it fulfills all desires. By chanting the holy name, one fulfills all of his desires. So this is the, we want maximum benefit, just like Kartik is starting, what, tomorrow. We want maximum benefit from our sadhana. We can get everything you want from the holy name, just by chanting the holy name. In fact, it's described, of course, you all know this verse, very famous verse, but we should understand, we should have full faith that Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam. There is no other way. Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva. There's no other way for perfection than this chanting of the holy name. This is the, so, Nama Chintamani. So this lotus feet here also describes, Sanatana Goswami says this, Padapallava, the lotus feet of the Lord. They're just like a desire tree, the wish fulfilling. Chintamani. So one can get whatever he wants, but problem is we don't have in the material world, by bad association, we are thinking so many different things we want. We want to make so many nice arrangements. Srila Prabhupada gave a very nice analogy. Of course, in America, it's very hard to imagine that this analogy that he gave, that sometimes on the riverways, they used to pull the boats with a rope to go upstream. Still, when we went to Mayapur first few times, they used to use their oars mostly to go upstream near the shore where the current was not so strong. They would go upstream near the shore. But in the past, sometimes maybe still going on, somebody would be walking on the shore with a rope attached to the boat, and they would pull this boat upstream like this, and then they would cross the river farther upstream and go down like that, downstream and across the river slowly, come back to where they want to go. So some person is described that Srila Prabhupada said that this people that pull these boats, sometimes they have to walk through so many bushes and thorns and prickers like that, or like this, and so much uncomfortable. So this making arrangements in this material world, Srila Prabhupada said, is just like making a nice paved or cushioned walkway to carry to pull this boat upstream. This is not intelligence, of course. One comes to the Krishna consciousness movement. Srila Rupa Goswami has very nicely described the science of Krishna consciousness in his Nectar Devotion, how evidences he's collected from different scriptures, Nana Shastra Vichara Naika Nipuno Saddharma Samstapako. He's established the science of devotional service through the authority of so many different scriptures to establish how each one of these items of devotional service have such great potency. Just like here it's described that Acharya Prasade Paila Prabhura Uchishta Pata. That the Advaita Acharya favored Raghunath Das by giving him the remnants of foodstuffs. So there's very nice descriptions. We don't have so much time. We're going to. But Narad Muni is described in the fifth chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. It says, Uchistale Pan Anumodito Dujai, that by the permission of the great sages, where the sages were staying at his mother's house, where his mother was a maidservant. And by their permission, anumodito dujai, uchishtilepan sakrit smabunje. That sakrit means just once, smabunje. He honored that prasadam just one time, and he became so much purified. Of course, we understand the position of Narad Muni, but by this, he's giving this description how the potency of these great sages is simply by taking his remnants. What to speak of the remnants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Raghunath Dasi. So each one of these, so many different items of devotional service, and each one has the process, has the potency to deliver one through this process, help us cross this ocean of material existence. Bhavam buddhir vatsa param padam. Just like the ocean shrinks to the size of the vatsa param, the hoof print of a calf is described, that one can very easily, we've seen actually like this, that when the cows are walking in the pasture, sometimes there's wet rain or something, and they make some footprint, and so small portion of water like that, they can easily cross over it. It's not like one has to make some great endeavor as in crossing the ocean, but the ocean can be easily crossed. What is that? From Nar Sandarshito Datra Dushtaram Nishti Tirsitam. Dushtaram Nishti Tirsitam means it's very difficult to cross. Kalim Sat Paharam Kum Sam Karna Dara Ivarnam. That the spiritual master, he's just like a captain that can help one to cross this ocean. So, anyway, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he recommends to Raghunath, just be patient. Srila Prabhupada gives a translation of stirahai. Be patient. So this patience is very nicely described. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in this giving essays on the six items of devotional service, the six favorable items and the six unfavorable items of devotional service, that are enunciated by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Nectar of Instruction. So I'm just going to read a little bit because it's very, the wording is so nice. That Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that for the practitioner of devotional service, dharya, patience, is extremely necessary. Those who possess the quality of dharya are called dhira, or sober. Due to lack of this quality, men become restless. Those who are impatient cannot do any work. By the quality of dharya, a practitioner controls first himself and then the whole world. In the first verse of Sri Upadeshamrita, the symptoms of dharya are explained. You know that verse? Pacho vegam, manasakroda vegam, chiva vegam, udarapasta vegam, etan vegan yo vishaheta tira, sarvan apiman, pritivim sasishat. A sober person who can tolerate the urge to speak the mind's demands, the actions of anger, and the urges of the tongue, belly, and genital is qualified to make disciples all over the world. There are six types of urges, namely the urges of speech, mind, anger, belly, tongue, and genitals. With the So then he goes on to explain how each one of these six urges can be controlled, or should be controlled. The urge of the speech, vacho, manasa, the mind, krodha vegam, the urge of the anger, belly, tongue, and genitals. Each one of these urges are making us restless in this material world. And just the opposite is to become, is to possess this quality of dharya, or patience, to become sober. This is, those who possess the quality of dharya are called dhira, or sober. So this is the etan vegan yo vishaheta dhira. This is he uses the same word that Rupa Goswami has given, that etan vegan yo vishaheta, one who is practiced to tolerate these urges, is dhira. So this is the given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He tells Raghunath Das, be patient and return home. So patience is required in our devotional service. How to become patient? We have to control these different urges, the urges of the mind. I don't know, this goes on for a long time. Can't read it all. But he ends the chapter. There is another meaning applicable to the word dharya. Those who engage in sadhana desire to attain the results. Karmis hope to obtain heavenly happiness by fruitive activities. Jnanis hope to obtain liberation by speculative knowledge. And devotees hope to please Krishna by their devotion. Being impatient due to prolonged sadhana, some people fall from the path to the ultimate goal. Therefore, a practicing devotee who desires to achieve his goal attains that result only when he becomes patient. Krishna must be merciful to me, either today or after 100 years or in some other birth. I will take shelter of his lotus feet with determination and never leave. This type of dharya, patience, is most desirable for the practitioners of devotional service. Of course, we have the wonderful example of Mukunda, who was when he heard that Lord Chaitanya would see him again after millions of lifetimes, he became full of ecstasy and started dancing and chanting. This type of patience is needed. One should be firmly fixed in the service of the spiritual master and the devotees. This is called Guru Nishtha. Nishtha means very firmly fixed. One has to become situated in this process like that. And anyway, this process is so potent. Raghunath Das, there is a nice story about the acceptance of remnants of foodstuffs. There's so many nice stories. Jadu Thakur, he took the remnants of all the Vaishnavas of Bengal, and as a result, he was able to take the to wash Lord Chaitanya's feet and drink that water. And in the Chaitanya Mangal, it's described very nicely about how Narad Muni got the remnants of the Lord Vishnu, and he was in sex ecstasy. He gave some to Lord Shiva, and he became full of ecstasy. He started dancing. The whole universe began to shake and sway like that. And Parvati said, "What's going on? What's going on?" He said, "Well, I got some remnants from the Lord." And Parvati, she made some kind of, she was very disturbed like that. "You didn't save me any? What is that?" So ultimately, of course, she got benediction from the Lord that his remnants would become available to this, particularly talking about the remnants of Lord Jagannath. So we have opportunity. We have the opportunity to get the remnants of the Lord and chant his holy name. There's a very nice verse that we chant, Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnave Svalpa Punya Vatam Rajan Vishvaso Navajayate. Svalpa Punya, this means that someone who has very little pious activities, Vishvaso Naivajayate, he can't have faith in these items. These what the items? Mahaprasad, Govinda, Nama, the holy name, Brahmani Vaishnava, the Brahmins and the Vaishnavas. We should have firm faith that by the association, I think Ramanujacharya, he said that simply if someone has no other good qualities, he just sits with the Vaishnavas and he'll attain all perfection. This is the wonderful process of, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, he's that, here they have, what is that, Stira Jao, Stira Haya Gare Jao, that you sit in your stira jaya, that you be patient, or sit, stira also means to stay where you are. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also liked that, statement by Ramananda Roy from Srimad Bhagavatam, that stani stita shruti katam tanavanmanopi, stani stita, that you stita, you stay there, stay wherever you are, stani stita, wherever what position you are, stay there and just hear from the Vaishnavas. So we can hear, Srila Prabhupada has given us so many wonderful books. We can read those books and get opportunity to hear from the other devotees and Brahmins, Nama Brahmani Vaishnava, chant the holy names and make our life successful in this way and cross this ocean of material existence. So we'll stop there. If anybody has any. Huh? Yes? Bhagavati Mataji.
You gave a couple different examples of patience at the being required. Just recently, I got reminded of a very beautiful prayer that Srila Prabhupada made. It was at the end of his homage to his Guru Maharaj, I think 1936, that one, the Universal Teacher.
Uh-huh.
So I was just looking at it yesterday, and I think I can at least get the first part that totally illustrates what you were describing. He says, personally, I have no hope of any direct service for the coming crores of births of the sojourn of my life. But I am confident that someday or other, I shall be delivered from this mire of nescience in which I am at present so deeply sunk. So that's just...
Yes. It's,
and then... And then he says, let me suffer the lot for which I am destined for all my past misdeeds. But let me have this power of recollection that I am nothing but the tiny servant of the Almighty Absolute Lord, realized through the unflinching mercy of my spiritual master. Let me therefore bow down at his lotus feet with all the humility at my command.
Hare Bhom. Jai, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. All right. Hare Krishna.